content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, friends. This is Larry Wilson for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's program is supported by Coastal Credit Union Foundation. For more information on the Coastal Credit Union Foundation, you can find it at coastal24.com/foundation. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you articles of interest from money.com. Our first article today, how to save money on gas right now. Well, that's a timely one for everyone. This article is by Adam Hardy. Gas prices are soaring as Israel and the United States wage war with Iran, and drivers are likely looking for ways to save. Shipping traffic is disrupted at the critical Strait of Hormuz, where 20% of global oil typically passes through. Gas prices are back above $4 per gallon on the West Coast and are still rising nationwide. There are more than a dozen strategies you can consider to save at the pump, even if you normally don't put much thought into fuel rewards or gas-saving strategies. Now's the time to pay attention to how much gas you're using and how much you're paying for it. Well, here are 14 ways that you can save some money on gas. Short of switching to a more fuel-efficient vehicle or taking other forms of transportation, here's how you can save money on gas. Number one, pay with cash instead of a card. Next time you're checking the big gas station billboards for prices, look closely. The lowest price you see is likely a cash-only price. The difference between cash and credit card prices for gas typically ranges from 5 to 10 cents per gallon, but in some cases, it can be more. Gas stations often charge more for card purchases because they get charge fees by banks and credit card providers for each transaction. When you pay cash, the gas station avoids these fees, and they pass along some of the savings to you with a discount. Debit card purchases, even though they represent real cash in your bank account, may also incur a transaction fee. Policies vary by gas station, so check with your local clerk if you're unsure about using your debit card. Number two, use a gas rewards card. Cash back on gas is one of the best credit card rewards. A handful of no annual fee credit cards can provide 5% cash back on gas, including cards like the City Custom Cash Card that give extra cash back in a particular spending category, such as fuel. If you regularly shop at Costco or Sam's Club, the two wholesale clubs also have branded credit cards that offer 5% back on gas purchased at their pumps. Assuming you pay your monthly bill on time, credit card rewards can beat cash discounts. At current prices, you're likely to save more with a credit card that provides at least 3% cash back for gas. Always check the fine print and do the math to see if the rewards program is truly worth it in your individual case. Number three, join a grocery store rewards program. Check to see if your local grocery store has a cash rewards program. Several major grocery chains partner with gas stations to offer members a nice discount at the pump. Frequently, 10 cents or more off per gallon. For example, Kroger, Safeway, Stop and Shop, and many other grocers offer gas discounts if you spend a certain amount of money at their store after signing up for the rewards program. The programs often work similarly. For every $50 to $100 spent at the grocery store, you might earn a fuel discount of 5 cents to 10 cents at a partner gas station. If you're already spending that much at a grocer that offers a rewards program, this strategy could be a no-brainer. But be mindful of going out of your way to join a rewards program from a faraway or more expensive grocer just to earn that discount. And number four, use gas station rewards programs. Major gas brands typically have loyalty programs that offer fuel rewards. For example, BP's Earnify Rewards app offers 5 cents back per gallon or 10 cents back per gallon with a linked Amazon Prime account. ExxonMobil Rewards Plus gives customers 6 points per gallon. 100 points are worth a dollar off a future purchase. The Shell Fuel Rewards Program offers savings of 3 cents, 5 cents, or 10 cents per gallon, depending on your status level in the program, which is based on spending at Shell stations. Walmart Plus users can use the company's app to secure savings of 10 cents per gallon at 13,000 stations, including Exxon and Mobil locations. The Upside app is another popular choice for cash back at many of the large gas station chains, and it can save drivers as much as 10 cents, or sometimes more, per gallon. Number five, fill up on the cheapest day of the week. It should come as no surprise that gas prices fluctuate day to day. But pricing trends show that one day in particular each week tends to be cheaper than others. Sunday is generally the cheapest day, according to GasBuddy, a tech company that tracks the real-time prices of gas at more than 150,000 stations across the country. The days to avoid tend to be Wednesday through Friday. And keep in mind, though, that these recommendations are based on national data trends from prior years, and these days might not always be the cheapest in your area or any given week. So use your best judgment. Number six, compare gas prices with an app. Instead of driving around town to look for the cheapest gas, all while wasting time and burning fuel, you should consider using a gas app to compare prices. GasBuddy is one of the most popular apps that's fully dedicated to comparing nearby gas prices. But you can also scope out how much gas stations are charging with some navigation apps as well. For example, with both Google Maps and other similar type apps, you can select a gas station as your destination, and then filter by price. Number seven, drive patiently. Abiding by the speed limit, accelerating slowly, and coasting more are not only safer ways to drive, but they're also extremely cost-efficient driving habits. So the next time you approach a red light, don't accelerate and brake hard right at the line. Lay off the gas pedal and coast your way to a halt. When it turns green, resist the urge to gun it. According to fueleconomy.gov, these safe driving methods can boost your fuel efficiency by up to 40% depending on the speed and how frequently you stop and go. At highway speeds, your fuel efficiency jumps 15% to 30%, whereas in stop-and-go traffic, it ranges widely between 10% to 40%. Assuming that fuel prices are about $3.50 in your area, that translates to a whopping savings rate of 30 cents to $1.40 per gallon. And number eight, spend less time idling. The federal government says idling can drain a quarter gallon to a half gallon of gas per hour. If you're in an exceptionally long line or wanting to for someone to hop in, cutting your engine is the fuel-efficient move to make. Depending on your engine size and your AC or heater habits, choosing to turn off your engine instead of idling could save you up to 3 cents per minute, according to federal government estimates. Number 9, plan out your routes. When it comes to driving, proper planning can really pay off. Consider this strategy a catch-all for figuring out when, where, and how you're going to drive. Important questions to consider when planning out your trip include, is there a more fuel-efficient route I can take to get to my destination? If I have to use my car, can I combine my trips or errands? Can I plan to carpool with my coworkers on certain days? And if I have to commute to work, can I drive during non-rush hour times? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, creating a plan around it and sticking to it can have a major impact on the amount of gas you use. According to the U.S. Department of Energy and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, combining trips could double your fuel economy when compared to taking multiple short drives because your car gets better gas mileage when it's warmed up. Likewise, carpooling can cut your weekly fuel cost in half by saving on gas expenses while reducing wear and tear on your vehicle, the agencies say. And number 10, know when to use cruise control. Cruise control can boost your fuel savings when used properly, but it's not always a surefire gas saver. If you have long commutes or road trips with relatively uninterrupted miles of driving, cruise control can save gas. You can simply choose the speed that is most fuel efficient for your car while on the highway to reduce the urge to drive at inconsistent speeds that drain your gas quicker. It should go without saying that cruise control is not an effective method in stop-and-go situations, especially off the freeway. Number 11, reduce AC use. Warm weather is a blessing and a curse when it comes to saving on gas. On the one hand, the heat can help your engine warm up quicker, thus improving fuel economy. Adding to that, the federal government also says warm air causes less drag than cold air. On the other hand, using air conditioning in hot weather can reduce fuel efficiency by 25%, especially during short trips. This is one of the single biggest contributors to gas guzzling. The double whammy, driving with your windows down might also waste gas, because it increases your vehicle's wind resistance. And thought about that one. So what should you do? Here are some tips from the feds. When turning on your car, don't idle with the air conditioner blasting to cool it off. Most AC systems cool faster while driving. And try to use your AC only while driving at highway speeds. When driving slower, roll down the windows. And optimize your temperature and fan settings instead of defaulting to the max. When you park, where you park also makes a difference, as driving with a cold engine can reduce your gas mileage between 15% and 24% according to fuel efficiency test. Parking your car in a garage as opposed to right on the street during cold weather can keep your engine temperatures higher. In hot environments, parking in the shade can reduce how hot your cabin gets and help you resist the urge to blast the AC. Well, those are all certainly good common sense things for us to remember. Number 12, remove excess weight. A rule of thumb, the heavier your vehicle, the more gas it guzzles. That also goes for what you're storing or hauling. If there are removable items like sporting equipment or storage bins, you should consider taking them out of the car unless you specifically need them for your trip. According to the federal government, your fuel efficiency drops 1% for every 100 pounds of excess weight. This also goes for racks or storage on the top or back of your vehicle. If you leave your canoe or bike strapped to your car, not only is it weighing your vehicle down, the vehicle is also less aerodynamic. And number 13, check those tires routinely. While it might seem trivial, tire pressure affects your gas mileage. The Department of Transportation estimates that for every 1 PSI your tires are underinflated, you lose 0.2% fuel economy. That may not sound like much, but considering tire PSIs can vary widely, you could be losing notable gas mileage if you're not paying attention to your tires. Assuming gas prices are about $3.50 in your area, keeping your tires properly inflated could save you between 2 cents and 10 cents per gallon. And number 14, keep your engine in good shape. Your gas mileage is heavily dependent on how well your engine is maintained. Driving an older car, it's a good idea to track your mileage and fuel economy with an app like Fuelio. If you aren't getting anywhere near the advertised fuel economy for the car, that could be a sign of a problem under the hood. Engine troubles affect fuel economy by an average of 4%, according to a report by the consulting firm Energy and Environmental Analysis. If that wasn't reason enough to keep an eye on your check engine light, more serious engine problems could affect mileage by as much as 40%. Gas savings aside, keeping your engine in good shape will also help your vehicle last longer and avoid the need for costly repairs. One easy maintenance tip, ensure you're using the correct grade of motor oil. Check your owner's manual to see what your manufacturer recommends, and start using that version if you're not already doing so. Based on $3.50 gas prices per gallon, this maintenance move alone could save you 4 cents to 7 cents, that's per gallon. Most cars need only regular, unleaded fuel and will not benefit from premium gas, which is typically much more expensive. And how gas prices are determined. The U.S. Energy Information Administration, or EIA, says that the retail price of gas consists of four main factors: crude oil cost, oil refining cost, distribution and marketing cost, and taxes. Of the price you pay at the pump, the EIA says as much as 51% goes towards the wholesale cost of crude oil, and that key factor is what has been fluctuating so much recently. When it comes to cutting fuel expenses, an important thing to remember is that the best money savings techniques aren't just about finding the cheapest gas in town. What's also important are your driving habits and how well you take care of your vehicle. Our next article, also appearing in Money.com, This Week in Scams, Retirement Community Predators, Fake Permit Fees, and Crypto Wallet Hijackers. This article by Gabriel Rodriguez Cruz. If there's one thing scammers are good at, it's finding you where you least expect them. This week, they're knocking on the doors of retirement communities in Florida, sliding into the inboxes of homeowners navigating building permits, and hiding behind routine crypto wallet alerts. Three very different entry points, and in each case, the money is already gone by the time victims realize what has happened. Sitting ducks in the Sunshine State, Criminals are increasingly zeroing in on older Americans living in 55-plus retirement communities by using AI-generated images and cloned voices. The March-April 2026 issue of AARP Bulletin reports that residents of the Villages in Florida, the nation's largest retirement community, say they were targeted almost immediately after moving in, with one resident describing the experience as feeling like, quote, sitting ducks. In one case highlighted in the issue, a random text message led to a sophisticated investment scam that wiped out a consumer's entire savings through fake websites, fabricated account dashboards, and rapid currency transfers before the victim had any idea of what was happening. If you or a loved one lives in a retirement community, be especially cautious of any unsolicited financial contact, no matter how polished or personalized it seems. And your permit fee is fake. The FBI is warning the public about an emerging phishing scheme in which criminals impersonate city and county planning and zoning officials to solicit fraudulent payments for permit fees. Victims receive unsolicited emails with accurate details such as their property address and case numbers, which make the message hard to dismiss. The emails instruct recipients to pay via a wire transfer or a peer-to-peer payment or cryptocurrency, often threatening delays in the permitting process if payment isn't made immediately. One telltale sign is that the emails direct applicants to request payment instructions via email rather than by phone to maintain and, quote, audit trail, a tactic designed specifically to prevent victims from calling their city or county office to verify the fees. Always verify any payment request by calling the relevant government office directly using a number found on its official website. And one click to an empty wallet. Approval phishing scams are one of the most largest threats facing crypto investors right now. They often begin with criminals building a trust before prompting victims to approve malicious wallet permissions through fake alerts or pop-ups that appear to come from trusted apps or services. Once that approval is granted, the scammer has full control. But law enforcement is now fighting back. The U.S. Secret Service, the U.K.'s National Crime Agency, the Ontario Provincial Police, and several other agencies have launched a joint initiative called Operation Atlantic, aimed at disrupting these schemes in real time and warning potential victims before their wallets are compromised. Remember not to click any unexpected prompt asking you to approve wallet permissions. Instead, contact your wallet provider directly through its official app or website. And the most common types of scams you should know. Scammers are consistently upping their game, coming up with new and exciting ways for them of fooling their targets. AI-powered scams are one example of this. The technology is being used to reach a large number of people with increasingly more convincing schemes. But some tricks never run out of style. Most scams fall into a handful of familiar patterns, and those of yore are still very much a threat today. They've just evolved to better fit today's digital landscape. Number one, imposter scams. Scammers often pose as trusted figures like government agencies, banks, employers, and even friends or family to pressure victims into sending money or sharing personal information. Number two, phishing and spoofing scams. These scams use emails, text, or phone calls that look like they're from legitimate organizations. The goal is to trick you into clicking a malicious link, downloading malware, or handing over sensitive information. Number three, online shopping scams. Fraudsters can create fake online stores or listings with hard-to-find items at unusually low prices. After you pay for an article, what you end up getting might be counterfeit, or it may never arrive in the first place. And number four, investment scams. This type of scam often arrives with promises of high returns from crypto, forex, or other exclusive opportunities. Many involve long-term grooming tactics where victims are encouraged to invest more over time before losing everything. And lastly, number five, romance scams. Some scammers try to get into your pocket through the heart. They build a relationship with you on dating apps or social media, then convince you to give up money and assets by fabricating emergencies or investment opportunities. Well, what to do if you're the target or victim of a scam? No one is immune to scams or fraud, but a few consistent habits can reduce their danger and the damage they cause. For starters, be skeptical of unsolicited messages, especially those creating fear or urgency. This might look like an email from your bank threatening to close an account, a text from an online marketplace saying you'll lose a discount, or a call from the IRS claiming they'll report you to the authorities unless you, quote, act now. Scammers love to use this sort of language because it puts the target on the spot, which expects hope that you will move to act. Suffice it to say, always verify any request from an organization by cross-checking with its official phone numbers, email, or website. And don't click any links, download attachments, or respond to messages you suspect may be fraudulent. A legitimate organization will not pressure you for instant action or secrecy. And if you need to report a scam, you can file a report with the Federal Trade Commission at reportfraud.ftc.gov. Well, we're now out of time for today's episode of Money Matters. We hope you've enjoyed listening. Please join us again next time. On behalf of the North Carolina Reading Service, this is Larry Wilson. Today's episode of Money Matters is supported by Coastal Credit Union Foundation. For more information on the Coastal Credit Union Foundation, you can find it at coastal24.com/foundation. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Money Matters is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, give us a call, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.